The city's skyscrapers loomed above like silent sentinels watching the labyrinth below. Rain slanted against the vast canvas of the town, as though trying to wash away its sins, leaving the streets shimmering under neon lights. Only the rhythmic drumming of water against metal and concrete interrupted the familiar hum of the urban jungle. Amidst the symphony of rainfall, John sat in his recently purchased black SUV, its chrome accents reflecting the kaleidoscope of colors from the street. Inside the car, time seemed to stand still. He was a tall figure, once robust, but now slightly slimmed from the weight of memories. His fingers danced over a worn leather wallet, almost instinctively flipping it open. Two photographs greeted him. On the left, a younger version of himself stood with shoulders back, freshly minted lawyer's degree in hand, and the world at his feet. To the right was a stark contrast. A battle-hardened John, eyes no longer naively optimistic, but bearing the deep-set lines of wisdom and perhaps regret. Each photograph told a story. The juxtaposition of these images, only two decades apart, spoke volumes of a journey that had taken him from the towering marble pillars of courtrooms to the leather confines of a black SUV he uses for a Lafayette gig.